welcome to Making the Rounds, a podcast by the American Medical Association. Today's episode is part of our Health IT series from the AMA-MSS Committee on Health Information Technology. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Swanson, and I'm a medical student at the Frank H. Netter MD School of Medicine. Today we're joined by Dr. Joseph Ross, Professor of General Medicine, Health Policy and Management, a member of the Center for Outcomes Research and Evaluation at the Yale New Haven Hospital, and a co-director of the National Clinician Scholars Program at Yale. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Ross.
Thanks, Matt. Please call me Joe.
Joe. Okay, great. So, Joe, we wanted to start by asking you, how are you involved in the health IT space, and what are you currently working on?
Well, so thanks for having me on the podcast. It's exciting what you and the other students are doing here. I'm probably less typical of the other guests you'll have on because I'm not a health IT expert. But what I mostly do and spend my time working on at Yale is research that better understands and informs regulatory policy around pharmaceuticals and medical devices. Essentially, how can we better understand whether drugs and devices are safe and are effective as intended and as FDA has approved them for their use? And I do a lot of work that makes use of electronic health record data and other data sources for that work. So that can be something like working with health system data to try to identify, you know, medical device use within our health system and follow patients forward to try to better understand their outcomes, or even simply who's getting those devices or drugs, to working with large claims databases to essentially, emulate clinical trial questions that you may never be able to answer with a true clinical trial, such as, you know, how does drug A work among people with, severe renal impairment? Patients who are often excluded from clinical trials. So my work kind of spans that area, those areas, and leverages, you know, health IT. But I'll just tell you a little bit more about something that we're really involved in, which I'm particularly excited about, which is, you know, working with mobile health-based digital platforms for clinical trials. So we're currently running a handful of clinical studies where we're enrolling people at the point of care with essentially a patient-centered data sharing platform, linking their electronic health record data so that it aggregates and sort of unifies into a single record for our research study, while also giving patients wearable devices like Fitbits and pushing survey questions like patient-reported outcome measures, creating a research database kind of passively forward once you enroll them. And that has enabled us to do some really interesting studies. So a breadth of things that I'm involved in that are exciting.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Joe. Really sounds like some exciting work. And, I think that you may have answered this question already in that explanation, but what do you see as the impact of a database like that? And have you experienced any challenges in your pursuit towards this goal?
Well, there's always lots of challenges in any type of work that's worth doing, right? So first of all, working with existing data sources, there's all sorts of, you know, things you need to know around missing data, how data is coded. You know, data doesn't just appear magically. You know, you've been on the wards as a student, you know, you see how data gets entered into the computer, right? And there's your data now, right? You know, either, you know, quickly typing up a problem list, or, you know, how it gets coded, for what the patient, you know, is being treated for. That can be in an outpatient setting or even in the hospital. So, you know, data is messy, but there's still things that we can learn from it if you learn how to work with it and analyze it appropriately, right? You know, questions around causality and, you know, causal inference, you know, they're all sort of different when you're doing an observational study like that as opposed to a randomized trial. But it's, you know, there's real potential, right? Because, you know, essentially we've healthcare as a whole is very far away from leveraging all of these data resources that could be available to us to advance our insights around how to practice medicine better, advance our insights into what works best for certain patients. There's just so much that we could be doing better and learning more quickly if we were leveraging these data sources. I'll just say lastly, and you asked about the impact of my work. I am very strategic in how I think about the research questions I take on. I feel very fortunate that a lot, you know, I run a center that's co-located at Yale in the Mayo Clinic that's funded by FDA, one of four centers of excellence in regulatory science and innovation. They're called CIRCES. So we work directly with FDA to leverage data resources like this to answer outstanding questions of need FDA. So we collaborate with them, target our questions to answer what, target our studies to answer the questions that they have, so that it does have impact and the information is directly funneled, to the people in charge, those making the decisions.
Yeah, of course, right where it belongs. Joe, has COVID impacted this work at all?
Well, yes and no, right? So all of the clinical studies that we had, were stalled, and even those that have picked back up have been slower because, obviously when COVID came through, it was kind of all hands on deck for the clinical care work that had to be done and keeping people, out of the clinical care settings that didn't need to be there. A lot of the observational research that I'm involved in that just make use of data that are there, that wasn't impacted so much. Thankfully, many of us can still do that work when we're working from home. But the amount of work and the number of emails seems to have quadrupled. Health IT has not helped with that, unfortunately.
Something for the future, maybe. And as a future physician, how do you see the future of health IT in 10 to 15 years when I'm the practicing physician?
I mean, it's so exciting. I mean, in the sense, when I was practicing I was in medical school and then in training, like even electronic medical records were sort of just coming into being, right? I mostly worked with paper charts. I have very fond memories. You would admit a patient and then walk down to the chart room to get the chart, right? That's how it worked because the emergency department would never have had taken the time to get it. So as an internal medicine, your responsibility is to go get the chart and then read through it. So, who knows what's going to come next? I think I hope that the electronic health record systems begin to do more to serve the clinicians and the patients as opposed to the billing and administration. Right now, they're structured in a way to essentially contain the least amount of information needed in order to bill effectively, as opposed to being the wonderful data resource they could be for clinical care to advance practice and to improve outcomes for patients. So, this I sort of see this as we're like kind of in phase two of the EMR. And I hope that as, we continue to advance and develop, new ways to store all this information, and it'll be better.
Of course. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that can't wait for that next phase.
To round out our conversation. You don't like sitting there,
copy-pasting, type-typing, and everything in. And just to round out our conversation, I wanted to ask, do you have any channels where people can connect with you and follow your work?
Yeah, well, I'm very easy to find. I'm easy to find on Twitter at jsross119, or you can find my faculty webpage and my email address at joseph.ross@yale.edu. I'm happy to hear from anybody who shares enthusiasm for how to use data like this for research.
Well, everyone, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your time today, Joe. This has been Making the Rounds, a podcast by the American Medical Association. You can subscribe to Making the Rounds and other great AMA podcasts wherever you listen to yours, or visit ama-assn.org/podcasts. Thank you for listening.